Episode 25.
Hello, and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me, and I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice.
How to succeed in teaching, part one. You know, I'm often asked what really makes a teacher successful. You know, when I do interviews and I'm asked to be on panels and, you know, you have question time as part of keynote speaking and conferences, people often say, what is it that you think makes a teacher successful? What is it that makes them excel in teaching? And of course, there are heaps of answers to this question, and I'd love to be able to write an exhaustive list. But what I'm going to do this week and next week is just to share some of the key things that I think contribute to a teacher being successful. And I hesitate to use the word success because for me, that whole idea of success is the idea of it being a destination, of it being someday, somewhere, you'll be driving down the road and there will be this ginormous sign saying, congratulations, you have finally reached success. And I think sometimes we think about it in that way, as though it's a point that we meet, it's a place that we end up, it's somewhere where we eventually find ourselves as a teacher. And right up front, I really want to reframe that. And I want to reframe success as a journey, not as a destination. Success is something that we experience on the journey of being an incredible educator. And that's really what it is. It is a journey. It's not a destination. And I'll include a link in the show notes to a post I wrote about this titled Success is Not Lucky. And this was actually the Mao's Last Dancer. And I heard him speak and he was incredible. He was absolutely amazing. And he talked about how success is not lucky and how some people wrongly think that if you do the right thing and you cross your fingers and touch wood and don't walk under a ladder leaning up against a wall, that you'll get success. But that's actually not true. Success is combined of the little things that we do every single day. So in today's podcast, I want to share with you five thoughts around how to succeed in teaching. Let's get right into it. Number one, do more than what's required. Do more than what is required. Sometimes we can be tempted to just deliver the bare minimum. Yes, we can tick the box. Yes, we've done that. Yes, that's all done. That's all finished. And I can move on. But I believe that if you want to be a teacher who is incredibly successful, then you need to have a commitment to excellence. And this commitment to excellence will be revealed in the way that you teach and in the way that you behave. And I personally adopt this way of thinking into every part of my day. I'm asking myself, what could I do today that will go beyond expectations? When I deliver at this next conference that I'm speaking at, what can I do that will go beyond what people are expecting of me? When I say yes to my next casual day, what will I do that will go beyond the expectations? And I spend a lot of time talking to teachers about this. So for example, for a casual teacher, going the extra mile, doing more than what's required, looks like leaving the room tidy. It looks like offering to do a playground duty, a yard duty. It looks like marking the work. For a full-time teacher, it looks like getting things done before the due date. It looks like going to your boss with solutions, not problems, doing more than what's required. Napoleon Hill put it this way. He said, one of the most important principles of success is developing the habit of going the extra mile. Number two, show initiative. Here's what initiative is, and I'll include a great link in the show notes to initiative, and you can read a little bit more about it. Here's what initiative is: doing things without being asked. I often say to my four-year-old, I say, Zariah, that was brilliant. You did that without me asking you. She saw that her shoes needed putting away. She saw that she hadn't taken her plate to the sink, which is something she has to do at the end of a meal. She is exercising initiative, and I'm constantly reminding her, that's right, Zariah, you did something without being asked. You saw something that needed doing, and you did it. And this is what characterizes a successful teacher, is they see things that are going on. They notice what's going on in their classroom. They notice what's going on around the school. They notice that a parent's waiting to talk to them. They're observant. They are not only noticing it, because that's only half of initiative. Initiative actually follows through. They actually do something about it. They act and do something about it. And I have found that teachers are often reluctant in this area. They are afraid that they're not going to get it right. They're afraid that they're going to make a mistake and they'll be embarrassed in front of everyone. But what I have observed is that teachers are judged more harshly for not acting than for acting and getting it wrong. Let me say that again. I've observed that teachers are judged more harshly for not acting than for acting and getting it wrong. In other words, the best thing that you can do is just have a go, is take the initiative, give something a try, try and solve the problem, try and make a quick decision and a wise decision, rather than vacillating and worrying about, will it be right? What will people think? What if I get it wrong? Because at the end of the day, a successful teacher really shows initiative. They do things without being asked. They don't have to be asked to do things time and time again. They see what needs to be done and they do it. Number three, be diligent. A successful teacher is diligent. And I know every day we are juggling so many tasks, aren't we? We're juggling our teaching responsibilities. We're juggling our administrative responsibilities. We're juggling talking to parents, dealing with classroom management challenges. We're working on our reports, developing our program. We're going to meetings. We're staying back. We're getting up early. We're doing all of these things. We're preparing assessments and marking them. We're answering emails, phone calls. Oh my gosh, the list could go on, right? But what we have to do is find a way to show due diligence, to actually do the best that you can with what you have. And that's actually my definition for diligence, doing the best that you can with what you have. And some days I don't finish everything. Some days I am super productive. But regardless of that, my aim is always to do due diligence, to do the best that I can with what I have. Number four, choose a positive attitude. And I've been very intentional by putting that word choose in, because your attitude is a choice. You get to choose your attitude every time you walk into your classroom, every time you park your car and go into school, every time you attend a meeting, every time you talk to a parent, even one of those tricky parents. You get to choose your attitude. And really, choosing a great attitude is essential to succeeding in teaching. Because even in a challenging circumstance, a good teacher will choose to adopt a positive attitude. They'll choose to be objective. They'll choose to say at the beginning of the day, hey, I've got so much to offer today, and I'm going to make it enjoyable for me and for my students. Winston Churchill put it this way. He said, attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Choose a positive attitude in every situation. Number five, be a good example. Students are really affected more by what you do than what you say. And I know we forget that very quickly because we are often telling students what to do, but they are noticing what you're doing more than what you're saying. They are seeing the example. They're seeing your attitude outwork in your actions. They're seeing your attitude outwork in your choices. They're seeing your attitude outwork in the way that you speak to them. Students see everything that's going on for you, and being an example is essential. Your behavior needs to be in accordance with the expectation that you have of your students. So if you're expecting them to listen when other people are speaking, then you need to show that as the teacher, as the leader, as the example in the room, that you're doing exactly the same thing. Because here's the thing, consistency between teaching and example is essential to your success in teaching. There has to be consistency between what you're teaching and what you're saying and how you're actually going about it. So be a role model for the students you teach. Albert Einstein, I've included a few quotes today because I think they so elegantly illustrate what I'm saying. Albert Einstein put it this way. He said, "Setting an example is not the main means of influencing another. It is the only means." The way that we influence the people in our world, and of course this applies in every area of our life, the way we influence them is by setting a good example. So this week I encourage you to choose one of these five things that you would like to focus on this week. And let's just run through them quickly again. Number one, do more than what is required. Number two, show initiative. Number three, be diligent. Number four, choose a positive attitude. Number five, be a good example. What do you need to work on this week? Do you need to do a bit of an attitude check? Do you need to show diligence in a particular area? Is someone waiting for you to do something and you haven't actually done it? Then do that this week. And you'll notice how much free mental energy it frees up for you. Does your example as a teacher need a bit of attention? One thing that I know is that teachers who continually and habitually improve their practice, they're more energized and they actually last longer. And my choice, and I'm encouraging it to be your choice as well, is to be one of those teachers that really does the best they can with what they have, and of course, who enjoys the journey and the moments along the way. Well, next week, we're going to be talking about the second part of today, how to succeed in teaching, part two. And I'm going to share with you five more strategies for you to succeed in teaching. Thank you for joining me once again for this edition of the Megan Dredge podcast. And I'd encourage you to pop into iTunes and give it a bit of a rating. That way everyone can find out how awesome it is, because it is, isn't it? And of course, you can subscribe, and that way you stay up to date with the most recent episodes. Have an absolutely brilliant week. I know that I will, and I will look forward to talking to you next time. Ciao, ciao.